Greedy Reads, the local independent bookstore in partnership with their production friends The Stables, is presenting a three-day literary arts and community festival. This is called The Last Weekend, and it will be the middle weekend of May. I have on the line the Greedy Reads owner, Julia Fleischaker. How lovely to have you on WBJC, even if it is remotely.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
The Last Weekend, it's a title that just suggests such a storyline behind it. What is that?
It's just 2 days. We want you to get lost. We want you to come and get lost in these stories and lost in listening to these authors and lost in kind of the lore and magic that exists in Baltimore.
I'm also really interested in the small press fair. Tell me a bit about that.
I feel very strongly. I worked in publishing for 20 years, and I worked 15 of those for the biggest of the big at Penguin Random House. But then the last 5 years, I was working at a small indie publisher called Melville House. And to see kind of both sides of that and to have this kind of 360-degree view of the kind of ecosystem that is required to put out and continue finding these great authors and these great works, that small presses are such a huge part of that. And I think they just get overlooked. You know, that's not what you typically see when you walk into a bookstore. So we really wanted to celebrate that along with these authors that are published with the big houses that people may have heard of. We wanted to give a little space to the small publishers that keep the ecosystem going and kind of feed the creativity and the pipelines of the bigger houses.
So the stress on this is community festival, and that opens up the question of the role that an indie bookstore plays in the environment in which it finds itself. And in your case, of course, that's two environments with Fells Point and Remington.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time to kind of think about that. Obviously, that changed a lot in the last 2 years. But nothing makes me happier than when I'm working in the store and I see two friends run into each other, you know, browsing for books, and they haven't seen each other in a while. And I think that it's just to be a fat part of the fabric that makes neighborhoods feel like home and cities feel like vibrant places is a real privilege. I feel really fortunate to be able to be a part of that. We did what we could without being able to gather in person. You know, a lot of people talk about bookstores as being that third place, that it's not work and it's not home. And it's that third place that you can kind of go and feel comfortable. And I'm really happy that we are able to be open again and able to kind of provide that welcoming space for people that hopefully enriches lives and communities.
It's been such a pleasure to be speaking to Greedy Reads owner Julia Fleischaker, who is behind The Last Weekend, a three-day literary arts and community festival. This will be May 13th through 15th, and this will be at the Remington store, which is on West 29th Street. There's more at thelastweekendbaltimore.com. And well done, Julia. Thank you so much for bringing this to us.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm excited to be on a panel with you, Judith.
Thank you.
On Friday the 13th. I can't wait for that.
I look forward to that too. Let's hope the date is auspicious.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Of course.